to that number in the line that we see people before and what they thought of it. So, my wife, again, she found one of these books and took it home and studied it and thought, oh, that's a nice idea. Mm. And because it had its own chat columns with it, and you know, not live chat, but forums, I thought that's a great thing because I got hooked into it and I thought, oh, other people must too. But this blogging is much more directed, you know, purely. I think that does the function better.
Really, yeah, I think that blogging in a way is it helps you to well, obviously for the people who are studying the language, it is important for them to first document what they are doing.
Yeah.
And I think that by writing, they remember better what they have done. At the beginning, they're not very keen on it. At least my teenagers, what am I going to write and what am I going to do and so on. But then they get into the habit and they write more and more and longer paragraphs. So it is interesting the way it progresses. But I think that for adult learners, it would be more like a progression, a diary, a checking and a reflection perhaps, because my students don't it's difficult to get them reflecting on some different issues there too childish.
And it's very interesting how we as teachers kind of use it and read them and what we should do in response. And who is that tall, thin person? Michael Coughlin, you, and what was his name again? In Dunedin, he...
Conrad, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he mm-hmm. was giving it, mm-hmm. he was addressing that, speaking about...
Hello, yes. How are you? Hi. Yes.
Taking the opportunity to.
Yes.
Do you know where I brought
him? Went for a swim. Right. And I think that Susan might have gone there afterwards too, because she talked about having a spa or something.
Oh, I see. Because I got a text to say we are at the swimming pool. And I wasn't sure if they're swimming or eating, because I was talking to the people on the bus and they said there's an eating place at the swimming pool.
At the swimming pool.
Yes.
Maybe.
Are you going out? Are you going to have dinner somewhere? Or?
Well, I'm not sure. I've just been to the Tessalands meeting.
She's just come later.
So I haven't come later. Okay. Well, it's good that you made it to the...
Yeah. I wanted
to... Have you been here all day? Have you been at the...
No, I came here. I went to the conference there in the morning.
So you're staying here?
I'm staying here tonight.
That's good.
So, and tomorrow I'm take a bus to Rotorua.
Oh, lovely. So you're not going to anything tomorrow?
No.
Did you enjoy anything? Or?
I didn't attend because they didn't let me.
Oh, really? I was going to ask you. Oh, not really? Even. You can't.
Oh, that's terrible.
They wanted me to pay $270. I said, I'm sorry, I didn't, you know, I just wanted to come here and meet people and talk to people, but I'm not going to pay $270.
No. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Money. Yeah. It's all about money.
Yeah, it's all about
money. Yeah.
And when I see the difference with the Young Conference, where people just came and talked. And
so where is the pool? Do you know?
Yes, it's down this street.
You go left. Way.
Yeah. You go left out the front door. About 300 metres. Are you able to text them and just say, are you eating near there too?
Oh, okay, yeah. Didn't want to sort of sound like I'm obsessed with food. But
no, but I'm hungry. I haven't had lunch.
Okay.
I mean, if you're going out or eating something, I would love to go with you.
Because I just arrived back. This has been a long day.
Yeah.
Started at 8 and finished at 7.
Okay, well, we'll stay here a bit. I'll walk with you and stuff. Good exercise. It's a pity. It's for them. It's a money making exercise. I think my parents knew his parents, the Padacopa. Padacopa is the name of the people who organise it.
Mm.
my parents knew his parents when they were young. And as a boy, I remember playing Monopoly with them at some stage. But it's, no, it's not. It's not like that. The whole focus is just the.
Yeah, but I mean, if I had someone arriving, I mean, I think perhaps this is my. I've never organized, but I'm a coordinator for the educational technology in Brasby. So I just, you know, people said, no, you have to charge them a membership. And I said, look, I just opened the group, right? I want people to join and see if they're interested. If they're interested, they can join later and pay for it. But I mean, for the time being, I'm not going to charge anything. You have to charge them. I said, I don't have any control on that, because they enroll in my Yahoo group, and that's it. I'm not going to, you know, be after them and I don't know how this is going to work out. But I thought that, you know, just coming in and saying hello and I'm not part of the educational scene here. It's just going by. I would have invited people if they had come to my conference like this and just popped in, you know. I would say, well, come over, yes. But I see it's not fair for the people who pay for a day also. But my thing is not I'm not there to attend the conference.
No,
it's
no,
to
no.
talk to people. It's to see people and meet people. But,
you're able to do that a wee bit, sort of,
around the
foyer. But you never know if they're going to tap you on the shoulder.
Exactly.
Or
no, but the organizer there, I mean, I told him very openly, and he took me to the desk and said, now you enroll. I said, I'm not going to enroll. I just came here to see some friends who are here, and I'd like to know whether I can stay and mingle with the people here. And he said, well, normally this is a paid conference, so I understood. But went upstairs and used their connection.
Uploaded my pictures.
Then he came back and saw me sitting there.
So what have you got here? You've got this all ready to show.
Oops, sorry.
It's okay.
No, I had a presentation on social tools, which I'm going to present now on the 5th. When I go back to Brazil, so it is.
That's right. See, I knew you had at least three different things.
Where is it? Lost it. No, where am I? This was a little bit what there was. So this is, I was explaining how it all started for me. So I was curious, and I was claustrophobic at school because I couldn't invent anything else. But anyhow, this is just a presentation with any. And this is something that I've presented, that people usually use the internet as information, and very few use as interaction and collaboration.
That's right, an exchange
with peers and experts and all that.
Like that guy, that Finnish guy, he was talking about nothing but kind of information, you know, can be easy. But this is more real thing.
So this is Michael Pogan, who said, do you still use the web like a book? I took it from him. So the focus here would be the contact and not the people, not the learner. And so the traditional classroom, I showed them that you interact inside the classroom, whether you are teaching from the front or teaching like a mediator, you're still in the classroom and you still interact with the content, which is, and you download things from the web and you upload very little.
Right? Yes.
So So when I say web is collaboration, communication, this is what is the communication. So exchange of information, global, local, other realities.
It's the model of cells in the brain, isn't it?
And then you have fluid networks that you just connect, like we were connecting here, and then you see, I know William is in New Zealand, he has a class, and you just go, a little bit like backpackers.
Who call into
one hotel and another and say, I have a friend who's going here and there, and then, so this is the kind of learning that you get.
And you have to, I think, learn to grow comfortable with this kind of interaction. Like me for myself, at the start, I think, I have to keep contact with everyone I meet and keep everything going.
It's impossible.
So just
you have those loose ties, right?
And that's a skill in itself, isn't it? Because you have to develop.
It takes some time.
It's got a test to say that I'm obviously swimming just out of a pool and they're coming back.
So I classified it. I shouldn't have, but I say use first generation tools, and so we start. I mean, email is a communication tool. Forum is a communication tool. IRC is a communication tool.
This is like internet.
A relay chat.
Sort of happening in real sort of time.
Like Instant Messenger and all that, or virtual platforms like Michael uses. So here, I mean, this is the webhead. That's the group that we...
I can't even spell at the end of the day. Webheads.
So these are teachers, yeah. So these are...
Web blog.
This is the name of their sort of group.
Webheads in Action. So it's a community of practice where every year in January, a group of teachers gives workshops.
So that's the one you're talking about.
Exactly.
Paria. Yeah. That 6 weeks. Sort of.
Okay. That's the electronic village online.
So is that different from the keto?
It's different from the keto. So this is a 6 week course, and you have various subjects. It's like a conference here, but it is online, and it's.
So it's a little bit like instead of Lee giving his lunchtime sessions, it's a group of people.
Exactly, a group of people, and people are practicing together, right? And then we stay on in touch. And I mean, we are all have each other's instant messenger, so if something pops up, so here somebody called out, they wanted to try their webcams and see how they do the webcam. So one sees the other is online, and we chat, and we say, are you free now? We're experimenting with webcams. Would you like to pop in? Right? So there are four of us here. And experimenting with it any time of the day, it just happens. Yes, nothing programmed.
So do you spend a lot of time in front of the computer?
I'm connected most of the time. So here, for instance, we had this platform here we wanted to test.
I guess that
I sent word to the list and said, you know. What is it?
And she says that she'll see us soon. Yes, yes, she should leave us to it.
We do conferences together. So, for example, Michael asks me sometimes to prepare something for him. So he does his conference. I do a little bit. Mm-hmm. Somebody else does another bit.
Yes, yes.
And we interact. And here I was presenting on blogs, so people are introducing themselves, and you see they're all over the world.
Yes, yes. It's a little bit like Conrad's picture thing with the different... Have you seen that?
No, I didn't see it.
He's a big artist's picture showing a sort of a village.
Mm-hmm.
different people doing different things, and then the students identify which part of the picture I identify with. And that part of the picture, when you push it, is a link to the blog.
Ah, that's just, nice. This is a presentation platform, and I'm presenting on blogs, but this is very, very teacher-centered in a certain way. So you have the text, you have the voice, but...
And you see teachers, do you find that you're also using this and developing this for your own...
Yeah, sure, because
yeah,
it all goes together.
It does.
So here is Michael presenting a project of a colleague. Here, Vance was in China and he had a problem with blogs because Blogger didn't open. So I suggested he used BuzzNet. So he managed to open it, he took pictures and he shared it with us on this platform. So you have different people here attending the conference. But this is BuzzNet is not. It's all these tools come and go.
Oh, I see.
So
yes.
this was the
so
first
fluid
slide.
Too, isn't it?
Yes,
isn't
very,
it? Yes.
Very, very. So BuzzNet was for photographs and text, but now you have photograph, text, video, and sound.
So are you quite careful to have multiple things going in case one thing goes down, then something else? For example, if I have Blogger.
Yeah.
Should I be careful and also have some of that saved in other places so that...
No, because now you have different codes that you can use and transport and mash up and use things together.
So these are some of them. Oh, my goodness.
So all these, I'm using YouTube, Flickr...
This should be my like an opening page, and you should just be able to click on different things.
On different things,
and it goes there.
So this is awesome. What people are using now, right?
Beta blogger, yeah, I know. That's all changed to that. I don't know really what the difference is. And blog lines, I know. I've got this one going. I've got this one going. Google I use, of course, just for fun. I've heard of YouTube, haven't you? This is a big one for me. That's a good one. Gmail I have joined up just to... These things are good too. We've got a similar one in New Zealand, TradeMe. Big success story of some teenager, or a student who developed that. Got a very big sold for $700 million in New Zealand. But they buy and sell and keeping and looking and searching. It's all useful.
Picasso is for, but this is for you need a PC. It doesn't work with Apple. Picasso. It's for photographs. It selects all your photographs on your computer and arranges it.
Yes, it looks quite fancy.
Yeah.
You're not sure what actually is happening.
Yeah.
Of course, this is your book selling type thing.
And here you have all the technology that is coming up. Yes. You have, it's reviews really of different software.
Yes.
So,
Have you used this one with the Delicious? I'm up to the point. You can actually import somebody else's whole.
OPML.
I haven't quite that's my next stage.
I'm not connected here, but if not, I would show you how to bring it together. It's. Yeah, lots of things on there.
And Wiki still, that Wikipedia, it's still, I can't quite grasp. It's just how to edit it, how to, I mean, I can do it, and I have done a word unit just to see how it goes, but it looks quite scary in terms of, this, it looks as if everything is set out in this kind of standard way, and I don't know what the standard way is. I should just... experiment and start some little thing and watch it grow.
Because it would be nice to write, to add to it with the knowledge of the different students. You have students from different nationalities,
yes,
no?
That's right.
They could contribute a lot with their talking about their own countries or I don't know, it's an idea. Yeah, this is blog lines and netbars. So... these are the tags and the taxonomies. interesting. This I took from James Farmer's. He's in Australia. You know James Farmer?
No.
James Farmer has ESL blogs, Edu blogs, and so he says that, well, it's a little bit the normal classroom on LMS, learning management system, where you close everything inside, we bring the content from outside, and people outside cannot join the conversation. So this would be the communication. The people who are inside are isolated, right? In a blog, they are swimming in the environment. So. Yeah, this is an explanation a little bit about my course, so what I've been doing. So this is what I'm using now.
Okay.
Right, so the blog, Flickr, Podomatic for podcasting, 43 things and places, which are social tools. Google Earth, Superglue. Blog, so it brings it all together because it brings it all to their blogs, and Superglue brings it all together in terms of pages. So what they post in 43 things, they can post directly to their blog, like Flickr. They can post directly to their blog. Problematic, the same thing.
So for a person like me, some of these I'm a bit familiar with, others not. Mm. Just to keep track of it and be able to, keep sane. Mm-hmm. Would you suggest, like, going to one of these and then spend a bit of time just on that thing and just exploring it as much as you want and then moving on and just decide how much you want to invest your time in that?
Yeah, I think a blog is necessary. I think this is something that
something
is the,
so.
The basis,
yes. Right?
And then you have different tools for photography, so I don't know what you prefer. I mean, there are many different ones. There are slides, there are ones that you can blog and write text, and so there are different things that you can do. It really depends on how you. I ask the students to have blog. Finally, Flickr is blogging as well. And you have other tools like Spite. What is it, Bubble Share? Bubble Share, you can put photos, sound, and text.
Sound, yes.
And do like little stories.
If you're happy with one, but it probably makes more sense to stick with it if it's doing what you want, rather than shift and change too much, because it becomes quite inefficient with your time.
I'd like to have one tool that manages it all.
Yeah, that manages it all, and right? that you get a little bit of expertise in. Because otherwise you just flip them on the top.
No, but here they're using it, so we started the blog, the Flickr, and blog lines, we started all at the same time.
So you could almost number and then, these hands, and which, then, which you sort of in order. As you,
So only now they got this idea. So we started here with the European Center of Modern Languages in Austria, and they are developing a blogging platform. So this is what it looked like. So you have blogs in French, blogs in English, as our students speak English and French. Here are all the blogs of my students. I was there as a guest. The problem was that the project finished. It stopped. They didn't get any funding. So I moved into WordPress. And in WordPress, they had this code. So the person developing this platform sent me the code. And I could take it, everything, all the students' posts, and bring them forward. So here I am now on WordPress. And this is the post that goes to the Kika and to the Orchard. And I give them all the tools. I give them ways they can listen to extra things, but they can add some more if they want.
And when traditional teachers look at this and say, "Oh, you've got a typing mistake there or something,"
that doesn't matter.
This is a new kind of thing, isn't it? That it becomes. This is just part of the. It's like talking, and you make a slip.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's not so.
So this is the 43 things, which is the tool where you share your dreams. And this is nice because people say what they want to do. Then you click on the different things and check how they, what is their concept of living passionately or to being more social, and they explain why they want to do that. Mm. And the students interact with people who were speakers of English, or at least in a way which is much more. It's 43 things. It's called.
That's it. So there are different questions here.
Here you can put what do you want to do with your life, and then people write it here, and they make it. It's nice. It is. Here is 43 places, which is the same concept, and so this is my student here. Let's see, this is what he writes. And here he had an answer.
Hello. Excuse me. Hello, I'm Barbara.
Hi.
Yes. Oh, hi. We've just been swimming.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Sitting in after having a sauna and getting into a cold shower. That's great. Yeah. So do you want to eat with us?
Well, I would like to.
Yes,
I'm starving.
Do you feel like it? We're starting to think about Italian food.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, well, we're just sort of getting ourselves
ready,
organized.
Okay.
Yeah, Maria's going to come too.
Oh, good.
Even if she doesn't eat or heat, she's going to socialize.
Okay. So this is the Kita. Yeah. You're here. I mean, these are all the. And this is the experiential project we did of the headers, the new headers. So they were finding.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, this is one of the headers from. So this is the orchard. And there you are. So I think this is the main thing about it. I mean, for me, students who have been with me for 2 years now, they have the same blog, and they look back, and they see their posts, and say, oh, we did that,
I'd love to see what happens once they finish their school.
I don't know whether they will go on. Many have their own blogs in their own languages, I don't know whether they'll keep up with
English. Or they use this as a stepping stone.
I think all this helps them. And so here we have the language course at the institution, in the classroom, the learning management system. And the idea is to... and they have their own identity, their own personal learning space. When they go away, they have their material there, because this does not allow them to have their own space. It stays with the institution, all their production and all that.
Those are those kinds of things, aren't they? That they somehow, like today with the conference, they want to earn their money.
Exactly.
But the whole nature for this is to go towards.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. You swam? You went to the spa?
Had a sauna.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, it was really
fresh and glowy.
It's really nice. I'm really hungry now, so I'm trying to think of somewhere to go and eat.
I think they're mentioning Italian, so
great to go out
if we can find some.
You're not sure where there is one here.
So I'm going
out. Not too much walking and as we collapse. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
We're
just
going to
get rid of it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll leave this in.
You don't leave it.
Eh?
I thought you were going to say, I'll just leave this here.
No, not here.
New Zealand's not that safe.
So I'll close it.
Check it out.
Yep.